We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Pelicans draft in the books last night. Shamit Dua, lead Pelicans writer for Bourbon Street Shots, joins us
hey
now.
Guys.
Hey, fella.
How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, I apologize if I pronounced your name incorrectly, your first name.
Yeah, it's Shamit, but close enough.
Okay.
Now, but when you look at, it seems like we all, you know, you calculate where what direction the Pelicans are going to go. Has anyone really not been happy with the direction with the 17th pick with Trey Murphy? Because when you break it down, I mean, he's 21 years of age, one of the best outside shooters in the draft. And three seasons in college, look, he's basically 40% three-point shooter, almost 500 attempts. You go on and on. He can make free throws. A wingspan of 7'1". Boy, if you just look at Trey Murphy, it seems like, whoa, that's a lot of value with that 17 pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you look at some of the analytical models, Kevin Pelton of ESPN had him ranked as high as 6 as far as strictly analytical models. And this is kind of the player that every team in the NBA looks for, is a big wing who can guard multiple positions. And Trey can shoot the heck out of the ball.
Now, when you look at, you know, him being a late bloomer, what do you think, like, you know, to me, this caught my attention because I brought it up because I was only 5'8" as a freshman in high school. Then I went to 6'2", but I didn't go from 5'8" to 6'9". But that caught my attention, him being a late bloomer. But isn't he almost like a complimentary player? Now, he hasn't yet shown the ability to attack off the dribble, but he's not maybe asked to do that as a Pelicans player. What is your take on that? Because they already have the star power here in New Orleans. But if you can make outside shots, I think he's going to help the defense overall, considering that we finished, in the bottom 10 in back-to-back years. So you think that's what David Griffin looked at with a player like Murphy?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like, he has a really good foundation of skills, which is defense and shooting. And that's what every team needs. And him being so young at 21, you know, people think these players are closed books and this is all they're ever going to be. But we've seen tons of players come into the league and start adding to their offensive game layer by layer and eventually become really complete basketball players. And I think his baseline level of skill allows him to come into the Pelicans day one and have a very clearly defined role. And then as the years go on, as he develops, you know, that role can start expanding. But, you know, he mentioned it today in his introductory press conference that when Zion's in there in the post and defenses collapse on him, that's going to be open shots for him all day, and he can hit those.
Shamit, Bobby and I were talking about this earlier today. Why does the NBA make the player wear the hat of the team that was selected him, only even after they traded his rights away?
Yeah, because to me, all it does is confuse the fans.
I think it's a ridiculous practice. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that think that the Pelicans drafted Zaire Williams and
right.
You know, whoever they picked at 40, and that's just not the case, right? I think you're right. They should flip that. They should allow teams, and especially the kids, it's their night, right? They should allow these kids to wear the correct hat, have the opportunity to live the moment properly.
Now, when you continue to look at the draft, so what is your take? His name's slipping my mind, the kid from Alabama. It seems like they were going defense. And then I want you to also elaborate on Butler, right here from Reserve, Riverside Academy. Man, I think he's going to be outstanding with the Jazz. I mean, I've been a big fan of his. We all saw him in the Final Four. But just break down that individual player, but also the defender from Alabama.
Yeah, so Butler, you know, with the Jazz, I think they picked up a really good player. And hopefully for him, you know, his medical issues are cleared up. And the NBA, has deemed, you know, he's a really complete basketball. Some players, some executives thought that he was a better basketball player than Davion Mitchell, who went 9 to the Kings.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think the Jazz definitely got a good player there. As far as the player the Pelicans drafted, Herb Jones, man, that guy can really play basketball. Whatever you need him to do on the floor, he does. He can defend every position. He can pass. He can block shots, rebound, get out in transition. I mean, there was a reason he was the player of the year, you know, as a senior. And
right.
I've seen people kind of run away with this player comparison. They're like, oh, well, he could be our Draymond Green. It's like, well, it's not fair to the kid to start comparing to someone who is going to go down as one of the best defenders in our generation. But he definitely brings a lot of the same qualities that Draymond brings in terms of being able to facilitate and defend all around the floor.
Schmidt Dua, lead Pelicans writer at bourbonstreetshots.com. Schmidt, now you look ahead to free agency. What's the attack plan for the Pelicans?
Yeah, we're not paying Lonzo. Please tell me we're not giving him no $20
million. Yeah, I mean, so I think the reporting is accurate here that the Pelicans plan on going after Kyle Lowry. Now, Kyle Lowry is going to have a lot of suitors in the market. I think Dallas just made a move to free up some cap space that'll allow them to enter that race as well. Although it's unclear. I mean, I think I can see Dallas pursuing any number of players, but they have that cap space. They can be dangerous. Miami, I believe, is a threat as well. And Philadelphia, where Kyle Lowry is from. But I think that is plan A, is go get Kyle Lowry, bring him in. And you don't, you know, people talk about he can be our CP3. And the thing is, he doesn't need to be our CP3, because CP3 at times was the Suns' best player. If not, and you know, either the best player or the second best player for the most of the season. And Kyle Lowry doesn't need to be that. You know, he needs to be someone that's going to organize Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. And those two players are really going to take the greater offensive loads. And this team blew, I think, 14 double-digit leads, and how many of them were in the fourth quarter? Well, they need an orchestrator, and that's what Kyle Lowry needs to be for the Pelicans.
And you know what? It just seems like Kyle Lowry, I mean, doesn't it seem like he always plays hard? I mean, I look at the Raptors. You win a championship. I think Kawhi Leonard would attest to this, that Kyle Lowry was a big part of that. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, he's been an All-Star for 5 years in a row. I think coming into this past year, where you know the Raptors had an up and down season, and his leadership was a big reason why they were a deep playoff team year after year. And then when Kawhi was able to win a championship with them, and you know he's led the league in charges drawn for like ever, like almost every single year, you see him in the paint taking charges. He throws his body on the line.
Schmidt Dua, lead Pelicans writer at bourbonstreetshots.com. Schmidt, thanks for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, we will step away and come back. Continuing breaking down Saints training camp day 2 in the books. Day 3 tomorrow, Monday, the pads go on. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Yeah, we come back, do a little DeMario Davis talk, continue with that. Compare it to where he would rank amongst the Dome Patrol members.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.